Good evening. It is my great pleasure and privilege and honor to be with you. Tonight, I just came here in front of this building with our brother Gordon and our sister Ruth. And it was a very emotional 25 years later. I just saw these buildings and old faces and new faces. I just standing in front of the Lord and with the joy, with the trembling, because of the Lord preserved this collective testimony of this assembly for many years. And even before I came here, Lord gave such blessings, and even after I came back after long times, Lord gave us the same blessings. I was really pleased to see you here, and request that give us some report of the Lord's work in the New York City. Before, I would like to tell you that story. It is more appropriate that I just give you a little history of myself that will help the giving this story. First of all, I would like to give my deep appreciation for your thoughtfulness and kindness and the hard work and great endeavor to the gospel work, especially for the Korean souls in the city of Winnipeg. I know that they need lots of spiritual help, not only the gospel. They are struggling to surviving in this new country. And in this time, the gospel and His truth is the answer for their way to lead them in this world, as well as most blessedly to the eternity. So I just give thanks for your invitation for me and for your prayer and support. I give thanks. First of all, I would like to tell my story briefly. I was born in Korea during the end of the Korean War. I was born in the family, going to the Methodist Church. And my whole family went there. And I was grew up with somewhat legalistic teachings, and under the name of Christianity, I had lived in that environment until when I was 11. 1962, Brother E.A. James came from Wales to Korea. We believe that he is the first missionary to Korea for the planting of assembly, not only preaching the gospel, planting the assembly. And he had a pitching a tent in my neighborhood. It was God's grace. And I went there one night, and I heard the gospel for the first time in my whole life at age of 11. And it was the Bible he opened up, and he preached the gospel. And on the middle of his preaching, I heard this verse, Luke chapter 13, verse 25. When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, and he begin to stand without and knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. That was a great challenge, piercing my soul. From that day, I was in the fear that I realized that I was left out. I didn't know that the exact theology of those, but the one thing was clear. The great fear abided in my heart until I was saved about 1.5 years later. 1966, when I was 13 years old, by His grace, I was saved. And 1975, my whole family moved to Canada. 1968, my older sister with my brother-in-law went to Calgary, and they settled down there. And thereafter, they invited us. And 75 came to Calgary. It was a great blessing. Of course, I had lots of difficulty at the time as immigrants, as all other people. But those time, my family, to my family, I had a great chance to witness Christ. Actually, I was born in 6 out of 10 of the family, and most of them were not saved. But when they came to Canada, everything was undergoing to difficulty, and we got together in the house and home environment. I had a great chance to witness Christ, and His grace led one by one and got saved and went to the receiving the fellowship of the West Healers Gospel Hall at the time. That was the starting, and we, because of the language difficulty, we just, even though we go to the West Hillhurst Gospel Hall, on every Saturday we get together and to preach the gospel, and we invite the neighbors, and one by one they got saved, and eventually in Calgary, a small number of the Korean Christian gathered together, and as an assembly scale. In 1980, I came to this assembly, and for 1 year, I had a nice time with the brethren and sisters here. And I still remember all those kindness and goodness and wonderful hospitality and the teaching these brothers. I learned a lot. But after 1 year, with my wife, and that time my boy was 3 years old, and now he got married, and I realized the time passed. 1 year later, we went to Toronto and had a fellowship in Eglinton Gospel Hall and another good fellowship over there, and we really enjoyed there. During which time, I had a chance to went down to New York City, because I realized that one sister who had a fellowship back in Korea came to Toronto and eventually went down to New York City. And they had a business in Manhattan, and they opened up their house in the Staten Island, and invite the Korean people and had a small gospel meeting at home. And when I went down there, I saw what happened there, and I also saw that there are many Korean souls living there. Currently, about 500,000 Korean are now residing in the city of New York. And those sisters' house, some people just come and goes and listen to the Gospels. And because they are working, and their life is so busy, and their business is so tremendous, and as immigrants, lots of difficulty they experienced. And they asked me to come down and help the Gospel. But I was a student at the time, and I couldn't go there very often. But fortunately, there was some strange airline was operated by one of the American airlines. It was a People's Air, and the fare was really cheap, about $25 from Buffalo to New York City. So I went down to the Buffalo and parked my car over there, and traveled there often and helped them. And after 4 years later, I came back to Calgary after my graduation. And in Calgary, there was an assembly there, Korean assembly there, and
For a while, I helped there. And 2 years later, 1985, I came back to Calgary. And 2 years later, 87, I went to Edmonton. And I opened up my practice over there. I learned a chiropractic while I was in Toronto. And in Edmonton, I work for my living. And for a while, I support the Korean Assembly in Calgary. But 93, I just returned to the Assembly in Edmonton. And from there, Korean brethren in Calgary is going to manage by themselves, and I had a fellowship in the Corner Hill Gospel Hall, during which time Lord gave me some chance to meet some Korean there, and those Koreans get together in my house, and I had a chance to witness Christ, and Lord graciously gave me some couples, and they added to the Assembly. 1989, while I was in Edmonton, brethren down there in the city of New York, they grew up a little bit in the city of New York, but the Korean brethren down there, they are very young, and they didn't have any leading brothers, and they have lots of difficulties to carry out. And actually, those are young immigrants, and they had an American dreams and come to the America, and their life is really, really tough. And at the same time, they just get together and to have a fellowship. There are many difficulties, and even Satan work over there. One of the real problem was one brother who had great authority and works with the missionary, and back in Korea, and he had a problem. He was a great brother and respected by many brethren, and he, sadly speaking, he had a downfalls and discipline, and he came to United States, and he traveled here and there wherever the Korean brothers and sisters or Korean seekers are gathered together. He traveled here and there, and wherever he went, there are lots of problem created. New York was not an exception. Some bad teachings were theirs, and many divisions theirs, and something like that. And brother asked me to come down in 1989. I had a chance to go down there frequently for several years. 1993, I believe that I had a calling to the Lord because of many years, 4 or 5 years, I traveled down there, and when I come back on the airplanes, I had a lots of depression because of whenever I teach and preach, and when I go back there, and lots of another bad things come up. And Satan worked very hard. And I realized that just visiting is not really work. And I pray that somebody go there and to help. And for many years and months. And 1993, Lord called me. And why don't you go down there? It was a great burden to me go down there. I know the city of New York, and a huge city. And lots of peoples, and lots of crimes at the times, I know. And going down there was a great challenge. And 1993, just after Christmas, Lord called me. But we just decided we just answer to the Lord and go down to the city of New York. Until 1995, October, when I went down there, it took about more than years clear out everything in pertaining to myself and business and houses and everything. And eventually we went down. First, when I went down there, the brethren gathered together in the chapel building. Korean brothers and sisters in back in Korea, historically speaking, the assembly was initially planted by the missionary who came from the gospel hall in Wales and Northern Ireland. And but some time later, it was happened in early 1960. So Korean assembly history is very short. It's about little more than 40 years. And the assembly has been developed in that way. But sometime later, missionaries came from the chapel from mainly America, had some influence, and Korean assembly developed in a very unique and specific way. Maybe some way between the gospel hall and chapel like that. And many Korean immigrate to North America, especially America, usually go to the big city like Los Angeles or Chicago or New York, something like that. And many times they go there to find out the assembly, and usually they go to the chapel because there are many chapels there. So when I went down there in 1989, brethren actually gathered in the chapel buildings. And until that time, I helped them with the Word of God. My purpose of went down there was to teach, preach, as well as teach them and gather together in the New Testament Assembly principle. That's my wish and my desire. But many times, many difficulties came out. Many oppositions, and when I went down there, brothers and sisters had lots of difficulty, problems, and confusions in terms of the teaching. So first time, what I had to do is teaching again, and to our brothers and sisters, and learn the assembly way according to the New Testament. And of course, there are many difficulties initially. And we just preach the gospel, and many people listen. And I told you that almost half a million Korean there, currently almost 600 denominational churches, Korean denominational churches there that are registered in the directory. I believe that it is much more than that, maybe about 800 or 900 churches, denominational churches there. So assembly is only one planted there, but still struggling with many difficulties. And we fought against those powers and oppositions for years. Many Koreans who live in the city of New York a little bit different from the Korean who live in many other different cities in North America. Many people came there, and sometimes their life is very, very difficult, even more difficult than any other place. Many live in a congested area and downtowns, lots of people there, they are going to the any church, even though they do not have a Christian religion, they still go there. Once they come to the United States, language difficulties and cultural difficulties, they eventually brought them to the church for many reasons, for the social fellowship. And in order to get some information, they go to the church. In order to have some fun, and they go to church. So many reasons they go to the church, even though they never attend the church back in Korea. So all Koreans go to any church. But those denominational churches, of course, they don't have a gospel mostly. Of course, there are some people preach the gospel, some evangelical group, like Navigators or some other Korean groups. They preach the gospel. But many times the gospel is still ambiguous. Or some Baptist church preach the gospel. Small number, whenever I meet the people, I found out that some people got saved. But their way of life is very, very confusing because they learn those teachings in their religious group. So there are definitely need a gospel, clear-cut gospel preaching there. At the same time, and not only the gospel, but also the teaching of the word. And when we gather together, we want to gather according to his own word. Many people live there in the city of New York and New Jersey. Initially, the brothers gathered together in the New Jersey area. That means if you look at the New York City, New York City is composed by five boroughs. One of them is Manhattan. And on the Manhattan, on the west side, there is a Hudson River. If you cross that river, you go to the New Jersey, state of New Jersey. Many New Jersey people just reside close to Hudson River, and they just cross the river, and their job and business is in the Manhattan, and they go back to their home. So the many people, population are concentrated on the close to the Hudson River, and the Korean brothers who are gathered their meeting in the chapel was located in the New Jersey, quite close to the George Washington Bridge. And in there, when I went there, as I told you, many difficulties. And in those difficult times, we continued to preach the gospel, and many came from the city of New York, not from the New Jersey. New Jersey is in the immigration society. As Korean people come to the New York or New Jersey area, that's quite close. We call a tri-state area. Connecticut and New Jersey and New York all are close to one area, and all those three state Korean congested there, but Connecticut and New Jersey are more wealthy people there. Once Koreans settle down, they move out to the Connecticut or New Jersey. So New York is the place that the most difficult people live there. Poor people live there. And naturally, when we preach the gospel, the New York is the area that many people responded. And at the same time, we preach, not only preaching, and to try to set up the assembly in a more New Testament principle. And with the time, the more and more the assembly, Korean gathering, is close to the New Testament assembly, some people didn't like it. And eventually, the chapel didn't want that our way of going as an assembly. So in 2002, about almost 3 years ago, the brethren finally came out because of the chapel doesn't want what our belief. So in New York City, we gather together from the October 2002. There, we gather together for 3 years, and brothers and sisters are very happy. And what we believe and what we believe we practice, and we need more devotion to the Lord, and we need a more gospel preachings there. But we are really grateful to the Lord. And but in the East Coast, not only New York, but also the Boston, Philadelphia, and D.C., those belt, there are many Korean, many Asian live there. And we have lots of work to do for the Lord, for the gospel, and for the truth. And many Koreans live there, and they need a gospel. And many first generation who do not really understand the English language. But why we need a Korean gathered together? First of all, they need the clear-cut instruction, clear instruction. Without that, they cannot grow in the Lord. But at the same time, the first generation of Korean, the couples and the children are growing in the English-speaking environment. And of course, as a Korean, they may learn a Korean language, but they live in the English-speaking community, and they go to school, and they go to the job, and they speak in English. And eventually, this generation, eventually growing up, and the second generation become adult, and third generation is coming up, and they are speaking in English. We need some kind of fellowship with the surrounding assembly. And of course, there's some young people who can speak in English, have a fellowship with those brothers and sisters in this those assembly. And currently, I would like to encourage our brothers and sisters to have a fellowship with the surrounding assembly. Not only preach the gospel to the Korean people, but also we need some reciprocal activity in terms of the gospel and his truth. Korean, the second generation, they are learning their Korean language, and at the same time they learn an English language, and they got saved, and they had some specific function and responsibility, I believe, and they have to exercise their work in the gospel and in his truth, that they connected to the Korean community at the same time English-speaking environment, and they have to connect each other. In order to carry out this function, we need a lots of energy and prayer for wisdom from the Lord. Bilingual situation and bicultural situation is a reality in the immigrant society. Not only Korean society, any ethnic groups are same problem they face. As a Christian and born again Christian and a Christian in the assembly, I can see these callings, and we pray for the Lord for help. And now, in the city of New York, about 30 Korean are in a fellowship, and we try to do our best to preach the gospel. And we join the seesaws, and in New York City, we try to do the seesaw, for instance, with other brethren. But in New York City, especially in the downtown area and the congested area, is a little bit different. The only time that we can distribute the seesaw tract is on the Saturday. Without that, during the weekday, we cannot access to the apartment. so many apartments there, and we don't know where the Korean live, but there are Korean live there and many other ethnic groups. So we just try to distribute the English tract at the same time with the Korean tracts. So we meet the Korean and preach the gospel, and in the homes, and sometimes we just invite the seekers to the home environment, and we just visit many ways. We contact them. And at the same time, it is my prayer that the Korean Assembly is planted and growing in the form teaching according to the New Testament principle. Not only this, but also we pray that another assembly is being built. One thing I would like to expect is that the Korean brothers and sisters come to the North America, and they often visit Korean and their families, and if there is assembly, they visit that assembly. In Korea now, this is a long story, I cannot tell this all those story, but as I told you, the assembly has developed in a very unique way. So what I pray now is that Korean come to the North America. Of course, they want to. They come to the assembly here and look at the assembly. You know, the North America assemblies has a long history, and you have a great heritage and great privilege, and lots of teachings and rich teachings here, and great examples here. And I hope that the brethren come here and look at that, not only the teaching, but also the assembly, the spiritual environment, and all the practical aspects they have to look at and learn. But at the same time, the Korean brothers and sisters come to the Korean assembly, Korean-speaking assembly, and they go according to the New Testament principle. And this is another area that we can contribute a lot to the Korean brothers and sisters. And that will contribute that in back home, the assembly is going on the basis of the New Testament principle. That is another area that we pray. And so 10 years gone by, and many things went by, but we know, and I know, that the Lord has been gracious, and Lord, with His preserving and grace, and encourage our hearts, and we see that the lots of works has to be needed, and many different supply has to be supplied there because of so many different needs among the Korean people there. I just came here, and thank you for your invitation. There are some number of Korean here, and I hope that they might listen to the gospel. Some maybe need a gospel, and maybe some need some more truth and teachings. May the Lord help us. I thank you for your prayer and your interest, not only in the New York City and the souls, Korean souls in the city of Winnipeg. And for this week, while I would like to see them and have a conversation and preaching and have a chat, I expect that the Lord will bless and give us a wonderful blessing, and may the Lord will harvest fruits that the Lord expected. And thank you for your interest and support. Some number, very small number, but yet it is very valuable, because each soul is far greater than the whole universe, the Lord said. So we try to do that our best, and may the Lord help us. It is great to see you here again, and great blessings to be here and have a fellowship with you and have a time like this. Thank you for your help. and support and prayer. And let us pray. Our gracious God, our Father, we give thanks for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks for his condescending grace, the grace so wondrous, so matchless, so great. We contemplate our Lord Jesus Christ, departed from the ivory palace, came down to this world as a man of sorrow. So many misery and tragic things happen in this world, but yet the Lord came to this world. He had a suffering and afflictions, and even unto the Calvary's cross, died there for our sake. Father, we give thanks for this blessing. We give thanks for his preservation and guide and protection while we are passing through this wilderness. We give thanks for his present ministry of his great high priest and our advocate and our great shepherd. Father, we give thanks. We give thanks for the wondrous testimony of this assembly. Father, we give thanks for this, for the community, preach the gospel and in his truth. We give thanks for his supporting ministry. Father, we pray for the Korean souls here. We give thanks for the brothers and sisters. Pray for those souls. Put their gospel effort for them. Father, during this week, while we preach the gospel and teach the word, we ask thy blessing upon them, and we ask the strength of the Holy Spirit among us. Father, we give thanks all this. We ask thy blessing upon us. We give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.